In cooperation with the United States government, the Owens, Illinois Glass Company, developers of Duraglass containers, present another program with America's favorite home front news hawk and afternoon dropper inner, Don Pryor, with Eleanor Stieber, brilliant young soprano of the Metropolitan Opera, Walter Castle, American baritone, Phil Regan, our popular tenor, and David Brookman and his orchestra.
I pray that God will bless the Christmas. Sweet home.
Say, have you read any good milk bottles lately? There's more to a bottle than its content these war days. And the chances are your milk bottle on the doorstep was a Duraglass bottle with a message straight from Uncle Sam, reminding you to buy war bonds. The road to victory can't be paved with good intentions. Bonds and more bonds pave the way into the highways of Berlin and Tokyo. Our musical program opens with our lovely star, Eleanor Stieber, singing Giannina Mia.
In my gondola love, let us glide o'er the drowsy blue lagoon and float on the yellow tide.
Listen now to Walter Castle as he sings All the Things You Are.
You are the promised kiss of springtime that makes the lonely winter seem long. You evening that trembles on the brink of a lovely song. You are the angel glow that lights a star. The dearest things I know. happy arms will hold you, and someday I'll know that moment divine when all of the things you're mine.
And now here is our traveling home front reporter, Don Pryor, for the latest news.
Thank you, Hugh Conover, and good afternoon. Corsica, the island where Napoleon was born, has been captured. Except for a few isolated remnants along the northern beaches, German resistance has collapsed. Meanwhile, the British Eighth Army has done a little end-running over on the eastern coast of Italy. In a commando-type attack, British troops sailed nearly halfway up the coast and landed at Termoli. The Germans are still retreating in central Italy, and the American Fifth Army has reached Benevento, 32 miles northeast of Naples. That's the situation in Italy as of right now. Over Western Europe, flying fortresses were out this morning, escorted by long-range Thunderbolt fighters in a heavy raid on Frankfurt. That's 91 miles southeast of Kassel, which was the target last night for an attack by heavy bombers of the Royal Air Force. In Russia, Soviet armies are driving the Germans out of their foothold in the Kuban, and apparently the enemy is trying to get away across the Kerch Strait to the Crimea. But up along the Dnieper River, the Nazis seem to be putting up a much stronger defense. In the Pacific, General MacArthur's American and Australian troops have pushed the Japanese into an apparently hopeless position on the Huon Peninsula in northern New Guinea. They've already captured Finchhafen, which was the enemy's last important base in that neighborhood. If you think war is tough for us here in America, there's a little story from Bern, Switzerland this morning, which ought to make you feel pretty fortunate. The Vichy government has announced an increase in the bread ration of 1 ounce per week, but the amount of bran in the bread is being cut by 8%. And the already skimpy ration of fats is to be reduced still further. Well, it's darn near November, boys and girls. It's getting along toward Halloween time and Thanksgiving Thursday. Flapjack and sorghum days down on the farm, maple syrup weather from New England to Ohio, baked bean and brown bread season up in Boston, gingerbread and molasses days down in Tennessee. Yes, as sure as you're alive, it's the good old pumpkin pie, taffy pulling, and popcorn ball season coming on all over America. That's the way it always has been in these United States, and that's the way we intend to keep it. But this year, we're going to have to make an extra effort. We're going to have to add another kind of celebrating to our regular harvest holidays. November 1943 is officially Food Fights for Freedom Month. 30 days set aside to celebrate not only producing, conserving, and playing square with food, but also the golden rule of sharing that food with our fighting men, with each other, and with the hungry nations all over the world who need it so desperately. During 1943, our American farmers set an all-time record for food production. Yet the increased demand for food, both on the home and foreign fronts, has brought about some serious shortages. Shortages that are going to increase as more and more countries are freed from the Axis yoke and victory draws near. We must all realize that America's food supply represents perhaps the greatest single potential weapon of war in our fight against the Axis. That's why we should be more than thankful this year as we take in our harvest and share it with our neighbors. So, folks, I'm saying it once again. While we're blessing this swell, whiny, cool American flapjack and scrapple weather, let's not forget about sharing. Sharing the good maple syrup, the delicious cane and corn syrup, and old southern molasses, and not pouring them on with such lavish hand as maybe we'd like to. Like everything else, the sugar shortage is forcing our American manufacturers to take some temporary syrup shortcuts. The late season, the manpower scarcity, and just plain on-the-farm home use of our maple sugar crop this year has made a terrible dent in the maple sugar output. It's down to about 50%. That is the syrup output. Of course, our corn's in the shock, as usual, of course. But corn is now being used for all kinds of war purposes, which makes that smooth, light corn syrup that you love mighty scarce, too. Now let's listen to Phil Regan, our popular young tenor, sing My Silent Love.
I reach for you like I reach like a flame dying out in the rain. Only the ashes remain, smoldering like my silent love. How I long to tell all the things I have planned. Still it's wrong to tell, you would not understand. You'll go along, never dreaming I care, loving somebody somewhere, leaving me my silent love.
Bye. dust of that little chair. What had become of our little nightmare? Since he kissed them and
this is Don Pryor again, your home front reporter. I wonder how the good old suffragettes would feel if they were suddenly to come back to life and march down Broadway, smacking head-on into a world like ours. Or if one of them were to read the papers and run across that little item from Chicago. They're begging women out there to take jobs as garbage collectors. I guess that's just about the last straw. That was one job that we men thought we could hang on to without protest. And there's a report by the Interstate Commerce Commission which says that women are holding down 7% of all railroad jobs in the United States. Not just soft jobs, either. They're track walkers, section hands, foremen, brakemen, conductors, just about everything, including highly paid executives. And to fill out this picture of woman's, quote, emancipation, unquote, here are a couple of other figures sifted out of the news. More than 3 million women now belong to labor unions, as compared with a bare 245,000 3 years ago. And last year, 300,000 city women worked on farms to help out in the Food Fights for Freedom program. There was a meeting in Washington this weekend on that very subject to work out plans for recruiting even more women for farm work next year. In fact, women are in demand for just about everything these days. The War Manpower Commission issued a report this morning which said that women will be needed more and more in the retail trades, especially in restaurants and laundries. For your guidance, the commission issued a list of locally needed activities reported by its 120 area directors. And the list runs the whole gamut of jobs in retail and wholesale business, in communication, in transportation. The point is, take your choice, but get into some job now. Now, speaking of vitamins, did your mammy ever tell you about molasses? Did you know, for instance, that good old New Orleans molasses, and honeybee honey too, incidentally, is considered far superior to refined white sugar in food value by your best doctors? It seems that white sugar is a carbohydrate only, with all the vitamins and iron and calcium boiled right out of it. But old-fashioned molasses still has all the natural flavor that the minerals and vitamins and flavor that God's sunshine poured right into the canebrake. It has dextrose, levulose, and sucrose, too. I know those are sort of scientific-sounding syllables, but they've got what it takes to give you the old pep, the get-up-and-get on a frosty October morning. I guess the old folks really had something there with that sulfur and molasses stuff, even if it did taste bad. It's no secret, of course, that dextrose or corn syrup, especially the dark kind, is just what the doctor ordered for our newborn babies because it's easy to digest. It's vitamin and iron rich, and it's definitely more on the beam for babies than any refined white sugar. Here's an interesting little item. Governor Griswold of Nebraska is in the market for hogs. He made a wager with governors of the other 47 states and promised to buy a hog for the governor of any state that beat Nebraska in the third Warlone campaign. 27 governors covered his bet, and now he's got to pay off. For a while, it looked as if we would have to buy almost 27 hogs because Nebraska was running way down the bottom of the list. But in a last-minute spurt, the state exceeded its quota by $103 million. Governor Griswold still doesn't know just how many hogs he'll have to buy, but he does know where he's going to get them. He's going to attend an auction sale of prize 4-H Club hogs next Friday in Omaha. To finish our program today, Eleanor Stieber and Walter Castle sing a Victor Herbert favorite, When You're Away.
Time may let us sometimes forget until with a sigh.
Our memories of a passionate love, an action cold and dry.
For me there still can be but you, come weal or woe.
Today, when you go by your favorite pharmacy, notice some posters in the store telling you all about Wartime Health Week. This week is a national event celebrated by America's 60,000 pharmacists. In the interests of you and me and every citizen, our health and physical fitness. Ask your druggist for your free copy of the 12 Health Rules for Wartime. And while you're there, just look around at the shelves full of clean, sparkling, sanitary Duraglass bottles, especially made to protect the medicines, pharmaceuticals, and household products your druggist keeps on tap for you. That's just another way Owens, Illinois are doing their part to contribute to the health and happiness of wartime America. Tomorrow at this same time, the Owens, Illinois Glass Company will present another program with your scouting homefront reporter, Don Pryor, with Eleanor Stieber, Walter Castle, Phil Regan, and David Brookman and his orchestra. Hugh Conover speaking. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.